Achilas Kachem. Start with the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, for those who are doing Daf Yomi, that was a few weeks ago, or those who are learning on Sundays, that was 2 days ago. The Gemara is discussing how they were, in the context of the Gemara, when they were discussing the Lashon Sagi Nahar, how one has to speak appropriately. The Gemara relates the following story. There were Kohanim were standing around after they got the Lechem upon him. One says, Higiyana Kapul, not Kafful, for those who read it with the, like I did the first time, Kapul, Chad Omer Higiyani Kazayis, Vachad Omer Higiyani Kazanav Halita, or Hatle, I don't know what the Yerse is, Ari thinks it's Tle. It's not Tle, it's Lita, it's a lizard. Now, a couple of questions you can ask are, why do they all get different shirim? Why do they all get the same shir? So one can argue, perhaps, normally you should get the same shir. We're not going to address that question. What is clear, what emerges from here, is that these people got, or two of them, got less than a kezias, which should be striking, because we know Eretz Chita Seor Gefen Teina V'Rimo, and Eretz Eishchem Devash, Zayis is essential, kezias is the shir. Generally, when it comes to achila, why are they eating less than the kezias? Moreover, if you look at the Gemara in Yuma, Adat Lamatesam at Aleph, Yuma's a Kemsef that we learned last year for some of us who were here or not here. Gemara is recording how an Arba Shana Shashama Shimon HaTzadik, Hayagoro Alayim Bimin. So when Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol during the few good years of Bayi Sheni, as we know from earlier on in the Masechta, there were multiple miracles and things that took place in Beis HaMikdash and that stopped once he died. And one of them was that the Lechem Aponim, no matter how much you had, whether you had a Kezias or less, satiated the person consuming it. And afterwards, no one got a Kezias unless you were grabbing like I did in Yeshiva. Again, the question that the Tosfos Yeshanim asked right away is, 1 minute, Pachos Mekezias, Mehechatesi, where do we find Achila less than a Kezias? How could you have Achila less than a Kezias? So the Tosfos Yeshanim gives the following answer. Ach mekayim eich mekayim mitzvah achila, yesh lomar, delo bai kezayis legamrei. Must be, it's clear, it's evident. I'm not going to tell you why, I don't know why, but it's clear you don't need a kezayis when it comes to lechem aponim, and for that matter, seemingly kachim. And then he says, ela kezayis adif v'chashiva, but clearly having kezayis is adif and chashiv, although you don't necessarily need it. Now, I don't know what it means to be adif and chashiv. I don't understand this. I was talking to Rabbi Kraft about this. Once you say you don't need a kezias, there's no shear for kezias, then why would a kezias make it adiv and chashiv? The only thing that came to mind that Rabbi Kraft did not love it was last year when Rabbi Feldman gave a shear on chatzi shear. He pointed out there are those, very few, who want to argue there's a chatzi shear when it comes to mekayim and mitzvah as well. And maybe there's something along the lines here that even your chatzi shear is enough to mekayim some sort of mitzvah, although it's not adiv and chashiv. I don't think it reads in well. But the question is, his point is a very good point. He wants to know, how are you mekayim the mitzvah of achilas kachim pachos mekezias? Clearly, you don't need a kezias. And this should be striking, this should be bothersome, because, again, mehechatesi, where do we find such a thing? The Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Lamed Dalid offers an answer. He's bothered by the Tosfos Yeshanim, and he says it doesn't make sense that pachos mekezias works. So must be, we know when it comes to lechem aponim, the Kohen Gadol gets money yafeh. He can choose how much he wants. He can come in there and say, that piece looks better than that piece. I want more. I want less. So his achila, which is more than everyone else, is achilas kezayis. And that is the achila, the one achila kezayis, which covers the rest of the lechem aponim. So while everyone else is having pachos mekezayis, the Kohen Gadol is mekayim the mitzvah's achila through his eating of a kezayis. The Chassam Sofer, I saw the Minchas Asher quoted, said this as well. However, there's a problem. Ein mehechatesi. Like, where do we ever see such a thing that the Kohen Gadol has to come in? He's allowed to. It's his prerogative. He wants to eat. He can have it more than however much he wants. But we don't see he has to. We don't see any other Kohen has to, at least if the Kohen Gadol's not doing it, has to have a kezias. And also, I think you can ask on the other hand. Like, what gives the Kohanim the right to eat less than kezias? Either you're having your shear or you're not. Why should the Kohanim have less? Where does that come from? So those are the questions on this Minchas Chinuch. The Mikdash David, I'm sorry, I didn't put down the sheet. I know I'm going to get flack for that. I'll get emails, texts, calls. I didn't want to do the whole copying and pasting from the Otzer, but I do own a Mikdash David. Thank you to those who purchased it for Hanukkah. He compounds this question. He says it's not just the Lechem Aponim. And he does the math for you, if you looked it up. He basically says that at the end of the day, all menachos that were in the Beis Hamikdash get split among the Mishmar Kavua, and there's no way anyone had Achilas Kazayas. It just, no one had, it's for all menachos. So one is, every other mincha, there's no mana yafas, the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is not involved there, and therefore there's no one person who's designated, if assuming he is, Tidik Kazayas. Moreover, he points out, as we know from Sachem on Nun Tes, when it comes to Karbonos, Karbon Chatos, what brings the Kapara? The Achila. Once we move away from Lech HaPanim to Shar Menachos, and Mincha Schote, if you're going to tell me no one has a Kazayas, a Mincha Schote, now you're really in trouble, because no one, then that affects Kapara. So now we've just compounded our question. Not only is it less than the Chiz Kazayas, and we no longer have the Mincha Schinoch who says, oh, one person is a Kazayas. Here, there's no Kohen Gadol who can choose from it. Moreover, there's an essential need to have Achila. He therefore says, again, similar to the Tosfos Yishanim, Al-Karchach, Kachim does not need a Kazayas and leaves it at that. At the end of the piece, however, he makes a different suggestion. He says, unlike the Minchas Chinuch, that you need Achila Kazayas by one person, perhaps you can accomplish the Achila Kazayas through each and every person, Al-Yedei Tziruf. What's Tziruf? He says, Yesh L'ayim. Ein Hochinami. Less than a Kazayas is nothing. But maybe you could do tziruf. You can say, as long as I have a little of my lechem upon him, and I'm at tzaref it with a little bit of some other karbon, some other achila, together, I guess the way I looked at it is, now there's a chalos achila. Now you have a chalos achila, you've actually eaten a full kazayas, and although it wasn't all from lechem upon him, that suffices, ayidei tziruf, for you to mekayim the mitzvah achilas kachim, and you've had your kazayas. He utilizes this principle of tziruf. Yesh l'ayim, he says. And then significantly, he says, so what should you do? Mitzarif your lechem upon him, your pool, your little bean of lechem upon him, with shiari minchos, to get your full kazayas. So you take him in other minachos, you take your pool, together, you have a kazayas, and now, shalom al yisrael. That is the approach of the Mikdash David. You raising your hands?
Yeah, just a thought. It's hard to square that with the Gemara, which made clear that the Kohanim were so hungry. Right?
Meaning in after Shemona Tzadik.
Yeah.
This hard to square that also with a lot of, we're going to see later on, that's clear that that should never have happened. As in, you should never walk away from a carbon hungry. We know that from Pesach night, but of course all carbonos. So I don't know what to do with that. That could be part of the klala after Shemona Tzadik died.
The carbon Pesach is, I think, our paradigm for wanting to make sure you're eating to a point, that you're eating all silver. So they'll need to be the carbon Pesach leading up to the carbon Pesach, but they don't need it together. And so you can theoretically start without needing that mamish biyaka. It could just be like the last one in order to include your kazayas. But you can include your kazayas.
I don't know if those are connected. I don't know if those are connected. And there's a mitzvah to eat things al sova, which we're going to come back to. And there's also a mitzvah to eat kazayas, which you can mitzarev with how you do that, what the time span is, I don't know. No one talked about that. But what's clear is the Mikdash David has this idea of tziruf,
right,
and with shar menachos. The reason I point that out is because the Meshach Chochma and Vayikra on Pasik, Perek Vav, not Halacha either, Pasik Tes. I don't know. Some say for Vayikra. Haven't found it yet. He basically says our question. Less than a Kazayas is not Achila. There's no Achila. It's you haven't done anything. You haven't kind your mitzvah say. So what do you do when it comes to Menachos? He says, you mitzarif it with Shar Kachim. He's explicit with Shar Kachim, which, did you retract, Noach? Shar Kachim means all Kachim. He does. It's not Menachos Shar Kachim. Then we'll leave it at that. Meaning, for him, unlike the Mikdash David, it's not, Siruf doesn't happen just with Menachos, but it happens with all Kachim. Seemingly, it's machlokas here between the Mikdash David and the Meshach Chochma. Although,
are you assuming Siruf is Iruv or just Siruf? Because Iruv implies you're like taking all of them.
No, I think it's eating them. I don't know how that practically looks. You take a bite and a bite, but look forward, it's within a Kadei Achilas Pras, and you. Mikdash David says Tziruf happens through Shar Menachos. The Meshach Chochma says Tziruf happens with Shar Karbonos. Meaning it's not limited. It's not limited to Shiuri Menachos, which is now going to go to Noach's favorite topic. As I said, if you wake up Noach in the middle of the night and say, what are you thinking about? He's either going to say his neighbor downstairs, or he's going to say, what's the relationship between Menachos and Zvachim? And this is why I thought this was interesting to approach it with this angle, because it really, it broadens this way. So Rabbi Sachs, Rabbi Yonatan Sachs, in the article, he goes on to say that, again, from here we can see there's a broader machlokus about menachos and kachim, or the relationship between menachos and kachim, and perhaps that's what the Minchas David and the Mikdash David and the Meshech Chochma are arguing about. How do the Rishonim count the mitzvah achila? So there's a 3 to 4 way machlokus. The Rambam counts it as two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah peches of eating menachos, and mitzvah peites is eating zvachim. In mitzvah peites, he said, if a mitzvah peites, he should tzivak hanum le'ochel basar kachim, kolomar chatas va'oshim shem kachi kachim, huv amr yisala va'ochlu osam asher kofar behem. And just a side note, once we're on this, the Rambam clearly thinks that kapara is inextricably linked to the mitzvah achila. And if there is no kapara, at best, you're like goreim some sort of mitzvah, and for the Yisrael, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. Just keep that out there. You can compare that and contrast with Rashi elsewhere, Rashi in Tesim Sachem, who thinks that the Yisrael has a mitzvah, Rashi in Chulon on Kuf Lamed on Mabez, who thinks that Chaz Veshok, there's kapara. So Rashi clearly is working under different assumptions, but the Rambam thinks that kapara and achila are very much linked. So that's the Shita of the Rambam. Yeruchim Fishel Perlau, otherwise known as the Gri Pop, I just learned, as well as the Brisker Rav, the Chedush HaGrizim, Nochas, and Ayin Beis, both ask, where did the Rambam get this from? How does the Rambam, why does the Rambam really think there's two mitzvahs, one of Menachos and one of Kachim? And we're not going to get into that, but there's a piece from Chedush Rav Ari Leib on Beis Mem Gimel, who discusses it. I say that because last night someone texted me, I'd be really happy in your Chabur if you discussed why the Rambam has two different mitzvahs. So now we discussed it. So the sheet number one is the Rambam, two mitzvahs, Menachos and Zvachim. Sheet number two is the Rasag and the Bahag. And if you look again in the Ha'aros there by the Gri Pop, there are many, many other Rishonim who hold this as well. There is only one mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. So whether you're eating Menachos or you're eating your Zvachim, it's one mitzvah. Sheet number three is the Ramban. If you look in the Sefer Chinuch of the Chinuch we quoted, or maybe the Kuflam and Aleph, it's on the Makaros, I forgot to write it down. The Sefer Chinuch writes that the Ramban does not count a mitzvah Achilas Kachim. Again, you might have to square this with, if you look in the mitzvah of Shechelos HaRambam, the Ramban's unclear if what he says there. So look it up, tell me what you think. But the Chinuch definitely thinks the Ramban, Nachmanides, does not count a separate mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. He's probably referring to, if you look in the Sharashim, Yud Beis, which I put in the Makoros, he says the following. V'akolel b'chol chelki kohanim min ha-karbonos, shehim matonos, shenosan Hashem Yisbarach la'aron, ulevanov, shu zochin behem mishalchen gavoa, Shnemer hinos et lochcha, v'hinei heim chelke mechelke malachas ha-karbonos, malacholos ha-karbonos, v'tivahem mi yochlam o mi yu kaparasam, toliba. Meaning, says the Ramban, the same way we have dinim, when it comes to any carbon, you have carbon chatas, how you shecht it, where you do the blood, there's dinim in it comes to a chatas. Part of the dinim of achilas chatas, of carbon chatas, is a din achilas chatas. Subsumed under the mitzvah of bringing chatas is the achil of a chatas. Subsumed under the mitzvah of shlamim is achilas shlamim. There's no independent mitzvah to consume kachim. It's part of a din prati in each and every carbon that one brings, which is the third shita. So the Rambam, two separate mitzvahs, one tizvachim, one menachos, resag, bahag, and whoever was quoted there, to one overarching generic mitzvah of achilas kachim, and the Ramban who thinks it's a din prati in each and every mitzvah. Lastly, there's a fourth shita, which I'm not totally convinced this is another shita, but the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvah HaKotzir, in the mitzvah, it has a mitzvah of to misadir the lechem upon him. The Ravid in his Hasagas there says, 1 minute, why didn't he also count the Bezichin and mitzvah achilas lechem upon him? One can perhaps argue, according to the Ravid, there's a fourth category. And that is, there's a mitzvah of, however he wants, I don't know when it comes to the Rambam, Zvachim and Kach and Menachos are different, but certainly there's a separate mitzvah of Achilas Lechem upon it. Good? Taking away all that, the Rambam is two different mitzvahs. Bahag, it's one mitzvah. Perhaps we can go back to our original Mikdash David and Meshech Chochma. If you think like the Rambam, that mitzvah Achilas Zvachim and Menachos are two independent mitzvahs, it'd be really a mechudosh to say that you could do tzir of them between a mincha and a zevach. You're much more likely to go down the route of the Mikdash David if you want to do tzir of do a shari menachos. Whereas if you have the bahag, they're a sag. It's a generic mitzvah, achilas kachim. So I think one can perhaps argue that you can go like the Meshech Chachma, and whatever you eat is fine as long as it's served together to get your achilas desires. If you go down the route, again, this it's maybe a bit of a chiddush. The Ramban ends up being a tremendous chumrah, because according to the Ramban, there's no tzirup with when it comes to lechem upon him. There's nothing to mitzarif it to. It's its own independent mitzvah, which also the Rabbi would say as well, which then you have to ask, so what happens to our kezayis, and you have to find a different answer. But tzirup will not work according to the Ramban and the Rabbi if you take this approach. So that is approach number one. That is the first approach. How can you have a chil less to kezayis? Minchas finach, one person needs kezayis. We said we weren't so comfortable with that. Behecha tesi. We then said perhaps Meshech Chachma and the Mikash Tavit Tziruf, and their machlokas of Tziruf to what could be totally in the machlokas of how do you count in the Mona HaMitzvos, how do you count two mitzvos, one mitzvah, three mitzvos, etc. There is a second mitzvah, there is a second approach, and that is found in the Beis HaLevi, which I hope everyone had a chance to look at. Two places in the Beis HaLevi, Shit Beis HaLevi. One is in Aleph, Beis Pis Zayin, and the other one is in Gimel, Mem Nun Gimel. He basically wants to know why the Rambam has a separate mitzvah, an independent mitzvah of Hakrovas Pesach and Achilas Pesach. Why are there two different things? And did everyone get a chance to look at it? Everyone looked at it? So we can say this part a little outside. But he says that there's a fundamental difference between Achilas Pesach, and for that matter, most Achil in the Torah, and Achilas Kachin. When it comes to Achilas Pesach, when it comes to most Achilas, it's a Din Gavra. A gavra must consume whatever it may be, eat matzah, equals consumption. Consumption equals kezayis. Or for that matter, in a negative. If a gavra eats chelev equals a kezayis, then he gets whatever is coming to him for that particular aveira. But kachim, it's not so. There's no achilas gavra. Rather, there's a achilas chefsa. The chefsa must be consumed, and therefore, as long as it's consumed, we don't care if one person eats a lima bean size and one person eats half the lechem upon him. It just has to be eaten, and we don't care about the sheer kezayis. That is the distinction of the Beis HaLevi. Noach likes to quote Dr. Groth, who says that many or all good brisker svaras are found in the Rishonim. So this is as well as found in the Rishonim. And for that, we're going to travel to Or HaChaim. I apologize to anyone's sensibilities who I offend by quoting Or HaChaim. At least it's not a Zohar. And this is also exciting because I'm doing this with my Mark Geller Chevra. When it comes to Kiddush, there are four shitas regarding the wine of Kiddush. There's an amazing Gemara in Nazir, which is worth knowing because it's just an awesome fact. The Gemara wants to know what happens to Kiddush. A Nazir is noder from wine. Again, just the way we have an overarching question here, the relationship between Menachos and Zvachim. One day when we learn Nazir, we're going to have the question, is Nazir Shavua or Neder? So put that aside. But a Nazir can't have wine. Nazir is not allowed to have wine. The Gemara wants to know what happens to Kiddush. How does he drink? How does he have Kiddush? The Gemara says, Mushrami Omein Mehar Sinai. It's seemingly a derisa. He has to have Kiddush. Mushrami Omein Mehar Sinai. And therefore, how can it be that he doesn't have Kiddush? So the Mefarish, there are Nazir, there's no Rashi, he says wildly, Ein Hachinami. Mushrami Omein Mehar Sinai, there's a din derisa to have Kiddush. Being a Nazir does not override that. And at least for the sheer Kiddush, a Nazir has to make Kiddush and drink the wine, which is wild. It's really wild. A couple of years ago, I saw on Yeshiva World News that some kid in Lakewood said, I'm a Nazir. So they went to Shmuel Kamenetsky, like, what do we do? And he said, let the kid go through a Shabbos, and he doesn't have to have any grape juice. He'll recognize the importance of words, and afterwards we'll be mafer the neder. So I guess he doesn't pass on like this farish, or he'd have to still drink his wine. Or what did he say?
I don't know.
Exactly. Okay, fine. So we all know weird people. Point is, that's the Shita Mefarish. Tosfos, however, there, says, no, you read the Gemara wrong. He said, don't read it, Mushma Me'on Mar Sinai. Rather, the Chim Mushma Me'on Mar Sinai. Is drinking wine really Mushma Me'on Mar Sinai? You really have to drink wine? No, it's a Din Derabanan. To drink the wine, maybe having the wine might be derisa in front of you, as the Gemara Pesachim says, but to drink the wine, that's only Derabanan. That's sheet number one that happens with the wine. Look at the Mechaber, he says, no, simply, Hamavarach Tzara Shiyitom, the person who makes the bracha, has a drink. If he doesn't want to, someone else present can drink. And then he quotes a Yesh Omer, which is a fourth sheetah. It's a Ritva. The Ritva says, the person drinking, who makes Kiddush, doesn't need to drink his Mali Lugma. The guy next to him doesn't have to drink a Mali Lugma. But in fact, everyone together, when they get their little sip, together, will drink their moly lugma. The mitzarev together to drink the full shita. Rabbi Sachs wants to argue, perhaps it's ritva, the beis halevi. We don't care. For some reason, Makidish, the ritva says we don't care that someone drinks a shir, we just care that a moly lugma is drunk. Which I think is an interesting place to again see some resmach for this beis halevi in the Rishonim. One other side note, yes, no, achi.
I don't really understand the car.
That what?
Like, I understand the idea of achila sachetza for a car.
Why?
The carbon has to be disposed of, and so what you do is you eat it. But carrying that over to the wine for kiddush, I don't understand.
Why you would carry it over? I'm not sure either. I was thinking about it. I just thought it was cool to see how you could see this as far elsewhere. I don't know why. Yes.
This is where you put leave the shua, perhaps because the mekadesh, the person who's making the kiddush, the gavra, the requirement for that person to have wine is only to add chashivas to them. So from his perspective, he's mekadesh onyanu, and you can just discard the wine. But from the perspective of the wine, the chetza, which is now a kol shel bracha, it would be disrespectful for a kol shel bracha simply be abandoned at the table. And therefore, so out of respect for the kol shel bracha, somebody's got to drink it so that it shouldn't be disregarded. So as long as it's drunk, it doesn't matter how many people drink it. It's not the chetza, it needs to be drunk. So it should not be considered a kol shel bracha that has been wasted.
So why don't you have to drink the whole cup?
Could be that it's not so much that all the wine, but that there should
have to be
an attentiveness that is prepaid. There has to be some function. You know, even if you think about it on a practical level, somebody gives you something to drink. Are they insulted if you don't drink the whole cup? They're not necessarily insulted. Maybe you're not thirsty for the whole cup. But if you don't drink it, so then that's an insult. It's an insult to the cup which is being presented to you. So if you drink a substantial amount, or people have drunk a substantial amount, it doesn't constitute an offense to the effects of shamanism.
Yeah, I was thinking something similar as well. I thought it was interesting to see how this basically plays out in the Rishonim. I know you like our Chaim ties in as well. Just another note here, this is a place where it's important to do your homework. Because the Beis Halevi is like, look at the Ritva. It's not the Beis Halevi, excuse me. The Beis Yosef is like, the Ritva has his opinion. When you look at the Ritva, it's not so clear. He's like, maybe Ulai, this is an idea. But Tosfos endorses it. You look at the Beir Halacha, and he's like, there's no Tosfos like this. So the Beis Halevi's the Beis Yosef is quoting a Ritva, quoting Tosfos, substantiate a Shita, which Ritva is unclear about, and that Tosfos doesn't exist. But be it as it may, that's what it is. So that is this opinion of the Beis Halevi, that it's not about the Achila of the Gavra eating, but it's about the Achila's Chepsa, that it has to be eaten. One of the issues of this Beis Halevi, and again, it's not the worst thing in the world, let's talk with Noach about it last night a little bit, is that the Beis Halevi's approach in this, he's like, according to the Rambam, why do we have a separate mitzvah of Achilas Pesach from the Akrova? Must be there's a difference between the Achila of the Pesach, which is about the Gavra, versus Ashar Kutchim, which is about the Chefsa being eaten. However, the Rambam does count Achilas Kutchim, as we know, as a separate mitzvah. So really the question is, why didn't the Achilas of the Pesach, why is it not subsumed under or part of the general mitzvah peites of Achilas Kutchim? Why do you need a separate one? I just don't know if that's the strongest. Yeah.
Sorry, say that again. Isn't that exactly this lady's point? Meaning that the general mitzvah of Achilas Kutchim is that the Chatzas be eaten. So now you have a separate mitzvah of Karban Pesach.
Yeah.
Because there's a few of the mitzvah people in the Gavra.
Correct. I think his real question is, why is Pesach different? That Pesach has its own unique mitzvah, it's not part of the broader mitzvah of Achilas Kutchim. Based on that question, he comes up with his Chesiv Gavra Chakira. But intuitively, we all know Pesach is different. We had that article from Rosenzweig that talks about Pesach as a more glorified chulin. I don't remember what his exact lashon was. Everyone has to partake in the Pesach. It's not just for one person. Pesach just seems to be different, so it would make sense Pesach is a separate mitzvah. You don't have to give me the fancy lumdus. Again, it's not the strongest question. I think the Beis Halevi works a lot better with the Ramban, who thinks that there's no mitzvah of achilas kachib in general, but rather it's din prati, then the question is, according to the Ramban, why is Pesach a separate mitzvah? And then you can say, because there's a difference, there's a chilek of the chefs and the gavra. This is just I had. Again, I don't know if it's the strongest hara, but I don't know if I was thinking that. So based off this approach to the Beis Halevi, based off there's a difference of achilas chefsa versus achilas gavra, we had our first nafkamina, and that is the shear. There's no din of a shear when it comes to the karbanos, because it's about the carbon being consumed versus the elsewhere where the person has to eat the matzah or whatever else the mitzvah requires. In Chela Gimel, he has two further nafkaminas, one about mitzvah Srichas Kavana, which we're not going to get into, and one about Achila Shelo Kedarka. The Gemara in Menachos, later on Tzadi Tes, asked the following questions. Nowadays, because of Lo Adi Rosh, we have designed a calendar that Yom Kippur cannot fall out on a Friday or a Sunday, but if it does, that is the true Yom HaRichta D'Oraisa. What happens, though, before we had this, when Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday? The Gemara wants to know what happens to the carbon musaf and the chatas that has to be consumed. Normally Yom Kippur, they bring this chatas and they eat it at night. However, you can't do that now, because that night it's going to be Shabbos, and you have a raw meat, you can't cook it. How are you going to consume the meat? What are you going to do? And the Gemara says, these bavlonim, and Tosfos points out some sort of pejorative, because they didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael, they times to Ezra, they would consume the meat raw. Says the Beis Halevi, 1 minute. Back to Daf Yomi, Psachim Chav Dalid, someone consumes raw chalev, they don't get malchus. Nothing happens to them. It's shlo keder chachila. If that's true, how can these people eat the karbanos? It's not chila. It's shlo keder chachila. He says that fits beautifully. When it comes to chalev, there's an achila, you need a shear. You need a shear and you need to do it keder chachila. So it's about the gavra consuming this chalev. When it comes to the karbanos, it's not about the gavra, it's about the chefsa. So we don't care how it's consumed. We don't care shlo kederach. These people consume it. Now they've been kind of in the midst of having these kachim that was consumed, eating these karbanos. The issue with this is the Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara has a discussion. The Gemara talks about how kohanim have the ability to bring karbanos whenever they want, and they can then partake from the hides. That's their reward. So the Gemara asks a number of questions. What if the kohen can't bring it? For whatever reason. He's too old. He's a baal mum. And amidst that discussion, it emerges that a kohen cannot eat achila gasa. If a kohen eats achila gasa, the karbon is pasul. It doesn't work. Which we know, what is achila gasa? Tosis points out there. It's also a Gemara, I believe, in Arvi Psachim. There's two types of achila gasa. There's that achila gasa of Thanksgiving when you've eaten a ton and you eat more and you're full. And then there's the achila gasa that's mazik you. I think papagayo is all you can eat. Have you been there? All you can eat papagayo is anyone been there? You've been there. You know what I'm talking about. You walk out and you've been mazik yourself. So there's two, and these are halach distinctions. Of achila gasa where you're stuffed versus achila gasa. What do you say?
It's not so easy to do that.
It's not so easy. You walk out and you're mazik yourself. So if you do that achila gasa, that doesn't work. It's possible. According to that, so what happened to Shelo Kederach? I mean, it's clearly Shelo Kederach. It's Achila Gasa. You would think the Beis Halevi is like, I don't care if you mask yourself. I don't care if it's Achila Gasa. It's not about you eating it. It's about it being consumed. Mehecha Tesi, that should be a problem. And yet it is Baba Kama Adaf Kuf Yud. So, what's it? All right, fine. One can argue, though, that there's a fundamental difference between achila shelo kedarko and a shear of kazayas. Meaning, what's a kazayas? Before you have a kazayas, you're not yotze yedei chavaso. You need to be yotze yedei chavaso. In order to do that, you need to have the proper amount. What's the shear? A kazayas. Less than that, you've not achieved anything, or again, Rabbi Feldman, leave that aside for now. But less than that, you've achieved nothing. That being the case, when it comes to kachim, it's not about being yotzei de chavaso, it's about the kachim being eaten. There's no gavra here. We don't care about the gavra. If that is true, so tachas mikazayas, great! You consume the meat, it's now gone, shalom al yisrael. When it comes to shelo kederach achiloso, to quote Rabbi Sabalovsky, this is nishken achila, one of his favorite phrases. You've done nothing. You haven't eaten it. It's not consumed. Everyone agrees at the end of the day, the Beis Halev is going to say you still need to have a chilas kachim, although it's about the chefsa. This is not a chila. If you have to, bring a good proof to this, a good ride to this is, if you eat tochas mikashir of an iser, you got a lot. It's an iser Torah. You might not be able to get malchus for it. If you eat something shlo kedach chilaso, it's nothing. You don't get anything for that. You could make a distinction that shir, there's room to say that this chefsa gavra, that as long as you don't need the chefsa doesn't need a shir in order to be consumed. But it's still achila. Whereas by shlo kedach chilaso, that's not even achila. Furthermore, yeah.
So then how is the achila sachafsa fulfilled?
I don't know if it was. By achila gasa. Oh, perfect. Comes along Tosfos. Tosfos basically addressing that on Daf Kuf, next page, and he says, what were these Bavlanim doing? He said, the reason they ate it was so the kachim would not become noser. Tosfos seems to think, very clearly, it's not about a mitzvah. There is no mitzvah, you're right. One day a year, whenever this happens, there's no mitzvah. We just eat it as a preventative so it doesn't become noser. So, which is also a pretty good Raya, that there's something different about Shlo Kedach Chilaso, and although the Beis HaLevi is beautiful and amazing, and he really works when it comes to Kashir Kazayas, you can argue that it's not the same when it comes to Shlo Kedach, because of these many halachas that Shlo Kedach does apply to Kachim.
I didn't see the effort of the Beis HaLevi, but you said that he himself mentioned Shlo Kedach?
Yeah, they did in base, Mem Gimel. He wants to use the Gemara in Menachos to show that even Shlo Kederach, why is it these Bavlanim can consume a Chai, even though Chai is not a Chila, you don't get Malchus for it, must be that it's about the Chefs being eaten. Right now, this meat's being consumed, even though Shlo Kederach, because it's raw.
Okay. And you're saying you don't like that because...
I remember, I saw this in all the readings, I saw this in different places, yeah.
You don't like that because of Chila
Gasa,
but you can...
And you can argue, and it's not like it's crazy, because the Tosis himself doesn't... themselves, sorry... our historian, Tosfos themselves seem to think that it's not about the chilas kachim, it's about saving it from noser. So that's what we have on the review, and I'll have one more point. This went a lot faster than I thought. I'm sorry. So we opened up again. How can you have sheer pachas mikazayas? How does that work? How can you eat this kapul of the lechem apanim? We said either you have the Tosfos Yeshanim asked this question. We said the Minchas Chinuch says either someone partakes the kazayas, or we had the Mikdash David. It doesn't work for all karbanos because all the menachos, there's no kohen gadol gets money yafeh, so it must be yitzirif. He thought tzirif happened with shar menachos, like the Rambam. Perhaps he thinks menachos are different than zvachim. Whereas the Mikdash David is like no, sorry that was sorry. Whereas the Meshech Chacham was like no, it happened. Tzirif happens with all karbanos. Looking at Karbanos more broadly, more generally, like the Rasag. We then looked at the Beis HaLevi, who said that no, what's happening here is something different. There's a fundamental difference between Achila of most things, where it's about the Gavra consuming, versus Achila Sachefsa, which is what's happening here by Kachim. He had two Nafkaminas, he had three, but we looked at two of them. One Nafkamina was there's no need for Shir. Another one was there was no need for Achila Kederech, as in Shlo Kederech also works, based off this Gemara in Menachos. And we noted that that's not so clear because if you look at the Bakama, Daf Kuf Yud, Achila Gasa is a problem by Kachim. Moreover, Tosfos themselves on Daf Kuf of Menachos point out that the reason these people would eat the Basar Chai was to save from Noser, but not because they got a mitzvah Achilas Kachim. There is one more idea here which is also related, and I think I thought it was a very clever idea. The Gemara in Yuma, and Ein Ches Amud Beis, I believe, says that Achila says, the Mishnah is talking about what the Kohen Gadol does, and the Mishnah says that Kohen Gadol can wear his clothing when he does the reading on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, we see from here that one can have Hanah from the big day Kohen Gadol, if he was reading with it. If he wanted to read it with it wearing it, good. If he wanted it, didn't, clearly you can have enough from it. The Gemara says, no. The reading, the Kriyas HaTorah, is Sarach Avoda. And the Gemara then goes on to Tashema and makes a diuk and says, from the fact that one is not allowed to sleep in Big Day Kahuna, that means one's allowed to eat in Big Day Kahuna, what does it tell us? It must tell us that Achila is Sarach Avoda. Svasemis jumps up and down here. He's like, Sarach HaVod. What did he say? Jumps up and down, to quote our Rabbi Schwartz, jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. What's going on here? Sarach HaVod, it's HaVod HaMamish. And he brings two rayas. One is the Gemara Sachim, which he's not the only one to bring this raya. The Gemara Sachim on Daf Ayin Beis, Amin Beis, to Ayin Gimel and Aleph. Of course, the following story, Maisa Berbe Tarfun, Shloba Emesh Leis HaMedrish, L'Shachash Matzer Begum Lomar, Lomitei Ma'lo Baz Emesh Leis HaMedrish. Why were you missing yesterday? Where were you? So he says, I was doing an avoda. He's like, doing an avoda? There's no Beis HaMedrish. How are you doing an avoda? And basically, he says, nowadays, when we don't have Beis HaMedrish, also Achilas Truma Begvulin Ka'avodas Beis HaMedrish. The Achilas Truma is equivalent to the Avodas Beis HaMedrish, which everyone says, we see from here, that's showing the Achila and the Beis HaMikdash is part of the Avoda. Moreover, the Gvur Zari says, look at the Gemara earlier on Daf Nuntes Amad Aleph Imsachim. The Gemara Nuntes Amad Aleph Imsachim talks about somebody's Mechusa Kippurim. First, it thinks only exclusively on Erev Pesach, but then it emerges any Mechusa Kippurim. Although we have a din, a mitzvah's asay, nothing, no akrava happens after the concluding carbon atomid of the day. Again, it's only an asay. We'll see later on in Menachos, I don't know if we'll get there, that if you do it, it's not ma'akiv. But nothing typically comes after the Tamid. If someone's a Mechusa Kippurim, in order to allow them to partake in the Achila, or to be Tahar, we allow you to bring your Karbon after the Tamid. What emerges in that conversation through the Shakalataria is that until the Kohanim eat the Kachim, the Baalim are not Mechaper. What's that telling you? That part of eating, or the chief kapara, is integral and part of the avoda of in the Beis HaMikdash. Achila is avoda. So based on these two rayas, the Sfas Emes, again quoting the Gemara two pages later about Truma and that equivalent to the avoda the Beis HaMikdash, and this Gemara Zari and Psachim, it seems to be Achila is mamish avoda. So what are you telling me? No, Achila tzarech avoda. Rabbi Yashiv in his Ha'aris there has a very clever shot based off the Rambam, well, based off a Rambam, based off a Gemara Temura, of the Gemara that we saw previously in Bava Kamma. Sorry, based off the Gemara Temura we saw in Bava Kamma. The halacha is, Yochlu Matam Alomer, says the Gemara Temura on Chav Gimel, Malamach Im Haisa Achilim Wetes, Ochli Machul Matruma. One has to be satiated after they can finish eating their karbanos, and therefore, if they don't have a lot to eat, and they're not living in the miraculous times of Shemnet Tzadik, what do? You eat a little chula, eat a little truma, eat your karmen chagiga on Pesach night. So when you finish your achilas kachim, you are now satiated. Kadesh lo nechlas al sova. And the Rambam quotes this as well. The Rambam says his lashon is ha'isalaim achilim u'adas ochel nima chulin v'truma kadesh lo nechlas al sova. If you have a little bit to eat, so eat chulin and truma, so that it's nechlam asova. And then he adds in the second point from Abakama, Hoysalahan Achila Muruba, in Okunam Khulumba Truma, Kadesh Lote Nechels, Achilas Gasa, Vechem Bishari Minfos. So clear Menachos and Zvachim, the same din, and we want to eat it a la sova. Comes along Rabbi Yashiv. He says, and that's the answer to our Tsarach Achila. He says, it's clearly, it's obvious. The Gemara knows Achila's Avoda. No one would dispute that. That's not what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is saying, what if you're having this Hulin Litsarach Avoda? What if you have only a little karbon? You're not going to be satiated. And now you need to eat chulin so that helps you and brings you to be satiated when you finish your karbon. What's the status of that chulin? Can you eat that while you're wearing your big day kahuna? And that's when the Gemara answers, that is tzarach avoda to the extent you can even eat it while you are wearing your big day kahuna. So that leads us that achila is a mitzvah. So that's what I got. I apologize. I went a couple minutes short, or many minutes short. Everyone could do shock of their Shnai Mikra now.